my beautiful people, and welcome to the You in Progress podcast. This is your host, Gabriella, and I am the luckiest to have you with me today. This podcast has been designed with a mix of experiences, ideas, and just overall nuggets of gold gathered along my journey and the journey of our guests. So what I love about the discussions is, guess what? It's in progress. It's you in progress. So settle in, grab your coffee, workout sneakers, duffel bag of money, whatever you're trying to do, and let's get into it. Hey guys, and welcome back to the You in Progress podcast. This is your girl, Gabriella, and we are at episode 27. 27, baby. And let me tell you, I need to look up the spiritual meaning of 27 because something's up with this episode. This is my third time recording this episode. The first, I had something like drafted. I forgot what it was about, but I had something drafted. And then I pressed record and I'm like, F that draft, because it wasn't about like what I had been going through at the time or what my journey, my lessons, my insight, which I truly believe is what I'm supposed to speak about, not like something that I think you guys would think is like sexy and cool or whatever. But like, honestly, like the raw stuff that's going on. And so I never ended up publishing that. So it's in my archive. But then I re-recorded an episode this morning with an old friend and prior boss of mine, and I was super excited for the episode, super powerful, and I remember giving her the whole spiel. I'm like, girl, make sure your headphones are good, blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, my headphones were not so good. Let me tell you. So I got the ones with the corded ones that you used to get with an iPhone, which I have like my original Apple one somewhere. And I got like a knockoff one from Amazon, right? Like I don't need anything too tech savvy for like doing a remote interview with somebody. All good. I buy it. And let me tell you, like I sound like I'm a creeper. I sound like I'm underwater and like drunk. It was bad. And I didn't realize what I sounded like until the end of the episode. So good time. So now this is number three, all good. And you know what though? Like I truly feel that what I'm going to speak about today or what's going to come from my heart is really what I'm supposed to speak about. So yeah, so let's get to it, guys. Let's get to it. So today, I wanted to talk about the power in the word yet. So Y-E-T, yet. So the power in yet. And I actually heard of it. I'm working with a relationship psychologist, which will be another episode, but it's like a very new thing. And I was like speaking with him today, and he was mentioning the power in yet. And I sat with that, and I sat with that through hot yoga, and I sat with that on my way home, and I sat with that in the shower, and kind of how right now that resonates with me so truly and deeply. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Like everyone, and I think that maybe sometimes people don't talk about when they are taking a deep dive into the unknown for them, that it can be a little scary. It could be fucking scary, actually. Let's just say how it is, girl. Like, you could be crapping yourself all day long because it's so scary. And when we do that, it's really like there's a lot of tests, or there's a lot of having to put on your big girl, big boy panties there. Pants. Panties is a weird word to say. But pants. And sometimes our brains really want to confirm something because they've seen it. Or they try to point something out whether it's a serving belief or not, to confirm that it's real. So for instance, let's say you are trying to buy a house, and you keep either finding houses that were way beyond your budget or finding houses that are very, within your budget, but like totally not what you want. And you know that your house is coming, the perfect house, the one that's meant for you. It can't miss, baby. It can't miss. But sometimes our brains, our ego and our brain and our insecurity, you know, if we believe that maybe it's not true that this house exists, your brain's going to be like, all right, let me find proof that this house doesn't exist. Oh, see, girl, you got outbid on that house. See that one? That one's $500,000 and it literally is falling apart. So it will try to confirm to you what's, you know, what you're seeing in outward and really what truly your belief is. And for me, sometimes I've mentioned that I've taken time off from work and really devoted a true devotion into myself to heal parts of myself that really just weren't sustainable to continue with, and beliefs I had in myself and habits that I formed into lifestyles, and just in this lifetime, get it right, you know? And so lately, I've had limiting beliefs. And lately, I've seen sometimes the cracks in my beliefs or like the faith or even like the belief in the direction that I'm going in my life. And even though I'm very hyper aware and conscious that, especially right now in my life, the certain period in my life, which is post dieta. If some of you may know that I was in the Amazon for a little while this summer, and so after that, there's a lot of restrictions and also a lot of stuff that's going to come up after. It's not the 2 weeks you spend in silence; it's the after that's like really going to be the most tumultuous part of the whole experience. And so I'm about 2 weeks or so from like the end of the restrictions and the end of that like point in the dieta. And like after that, God willing, ojalá, it'll lighten up. But that's kind of the design of it. So right now is like 2 weeks out. I know that like shit's getting heavy and like very everywhere, right? So it's just like, hold on, girl, hold my hand tight. Let's go. But in that, it's still tough and it can be still rough. And when I hearing that, the power in the word yet, it kind of was a very humane and kind phrase for me to remember that. Sure, maybe some parts in my life, they're coming. We're not here yet. We're not there yet. But they're coming. And you know it. You know it. You know it's for you. And even sometimes when I surprise myself with doubts, with insecurities, with confusion, with just behaviors that I'm like, girl, but you know that's not for you. And how are you even doing that? Like, how much time did you just spend in the jungle? Like, all summer, sitting with the medicine, sitting with the most wise, some of the wisest people on this earth. And you're still doing this. And I get a little discouraged. But the word yet, It gives me a bit more clarity. It gives me a road that is much more I have the word on the tip of my tongue, but it gives me a more human and I'm thinking of the word. I'm sorry. Usually I'm pretty good with the words, you know, last second, but the word yet gives me definitely something more tangible in my journey and kind of checks myself a little. I think that sometimes we can, especially when we are very concentrated and directed towards something, we can lose ourselves in it a little and we can lose the intention and just sit with the expectation a bit. But there shouldn't be an expectation, right? There's no expectation to be perfect in your behaviors or in your life or in your, however your journey looks like. There's only that intention and to do better for yourself, for your community, for your life. And so I'm kind of wondering to you, what does yet mean? When you're saying, I haven't blah, 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 yet. Is it maybe something you have in your mind financially? Maybe it's something that you want to attain. Maybe it's a belief. Maybe it's a routine that you want to break, trauma that you want to heal. You know, yet gives us hope. Yet gives us a renewed faith in ourselves. Yet reminds us that we don't need to know the next 5 feet. We only need to know where we are now. And to continue showing up and being kind and being graceful and really nurturing and raising ourselves in the stage that we are. And it can be really tough, guys. It can be very tough being a point of reason when, like, you feel like you're the most unreasonable person out there. Like, it's weird being like, I gotta be the reasonable one here, but also, like, I'm the only one here. But that's really when you lean on kind of your bumpers and you lean on what you believe to be true to yourself and you lean on the knowing. Sorry if you can hear a garbage truck. I did not close my windows. And New York City sanitation be a 24/7, you know, racket. So they're always just picking up trash. But it's a renewed faith in what we do. And it kind of presses the reset button, at least for me. And it really, you can put yet at the end of anything. You can. It's like ranch. It's like ranch. Y'all could put on broccoli, pizza, French fries, hot dogs, chicken. You could put yet on anything. And it kind of refreshes it and gets it back in the game. Gets your intention back in the game. Gets your focus back in the game. Gets you back in the game. So I really want us to maybe start using the word yet more. I haven't done this yet. I haven't healed this yet. But girl, watch me. Watch me. Because I'm about to heal. I'm about to heal from here to Texas. I I think that I feel that sometimes we forget that we're our biggest bet. If you had to bet on yourselves, I hope you always bet that you are the winner. I hope you always bet that you are the underdog story. I hope you always bet on yourself. Because you deserve that. You deserve that in life. You deserve that for yourself to show up consistently, even when the shadiest parts of yourself, the shadiest parts of your ego are really trying to speak up for you. You show up for yourself knowing better than the shadiest parts of you. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I think when we step into the unknown and that discomfort and take that risk and that step, I think the deeper we go sometimes in it, yo, that's like the most, where the most beauty lies. It's like when we look up at the sky and we see the stars and they're beautiful. But then when you see in a telescope and you go deep and you see pictures of other universes or galaxies and like, it doesn't seem to even compare to what we see with our blind eye when we look up to the sky, even though it's beautiful. So I think, be brave. Know that it hasn't happened yet that you know of. But what you know is meant for you, and what you know is to be you and the highest version of you, it's true. So I hope you use the word yet, guys. I really do. I really do. Because let me tell you, I know for a fact that life has yet to show us how great it's gonna get. I just used the word yet. But it's showing us. It's like, wait, baby girl, I got something real, real good for you. There's not going to be no yet. It's going to be right here, right now. So thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you spending time with me today. It is a late night. I have a flight tomorrow to Miami. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. I have a tennis tournament. And I have not won the championship yet. But I'm walking onto those courts tomorrow or this weekend. There's like 9 games in like a few days. It's crazy. But I'm walking onto that knowing that like the lesson or the W, the win, isn't about like the actual score. The win is going to be about like how I show up for myself. And that's really it. That's how tennis is. Honestly, that's the sport. And there's a lot of cardio, but that's the sport. It's very emotional and mental. So thank you so much, guys, for chilling with me today. And keep checking us out. Keep shouting us out on Instagram. Thank you so much. There have been so many shares and shout outs. I love it. Been doing more stuff on TikTok. Definitely check it out there. But thank you so much for your support, your love. I'm always rooting for you, and I hope you're always betting on you all the time. Doesn't matter if you feel like you're down and out, baby. Never. You might be down, but you are never out, ever. So take care of yourself, and guess what? I'll talk to you later. Bye. Oh my goodness. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. You are everything. Do me a favor and like this episode, even leave us a comment. You can even check us out at the You in Progress podcast on all social media platforms. And remember, you got this. Until next time.